Section 69. Glorified art thou, O Lord my God. My tongue, both the tongue of my body and the tongue of my heart, my limbs and members, every pulsating vein within me, every hair of my head, all proclaim that thou art God, and that there is none other God beside thee. From everlasting, thou hast been immeasurably exalted above all similitudes and comparisons, and sanctified from whatsoever pertaineth to the creation thou hast created and fashioned. From eternity thou hast been alone with none to share the majesty of thy singleness, and hast remained far above the changes and chances to which all thy creatures are subjected. And when thou didst purpose to demonstrate the power of thy sovereign might, and to glorify thy word, and to guide the steps of thy people, thou didst raise up from among thy creatures one of thy servants, whom thou didst send forth with the signs of thy sovereignty, and whom thou didst endue with the clear tokens of thy oneness, that he might fulfill thy testimony unto all created things, and perfect thy proof before all men. As soon as he revealed himself as bidden by thee, and called thy servants to turn in the direction of thy gifts, and to set their faces towards the horizon of thy knowledge, the signs of dissension appeared amongst them. Some responded to thy call, and without the least hesitation obeyed thy summons. Others turned their backs to thee, and followed the desires of a corrupt inclination. I implore thee, O my God, by thy most great name, to enrapture the nations through the potency of the word which thou didst ordain to be the king of all words, the word whereby the goodly pearls of thy hidden wisdom were uncovered, and the gem-like mysteries which were wrapped up within thee were unravelled. Deprive them not by thy grace and bounty of the things thou didst desire for them, and suffer them not to be far removed from the shores of the ocean of thy presence. Every existence, whether seen or unseen, O my Lord, testifieth that thy mercy hath surpassed all created things, and thy loving kindness embraced the entire creation. Look upon them, I entreat thee, with the eyes of thy mercy. Thou art the ever-forgiving, the most compassionate. Do with them as beseemeth thy glory and thy majesty, and thy greatness and thy bounteousness and thy grace. Deal not with them according to the limitations imposed upon them, or the manifold vicissitudes of their earthly life. Thou knowest, O my Lord, that I am but one of thy servants. I have tasted of the sweetness of thy speech, and acknowledged thy unity and thy singleness, and set my face towards the source of thy most excellent names and the dayspring of thy transcendent attributes, and wish to be enabled by thee to immerse myself beneath the ocean of thy oneness, and to be submerged by the mighty waters of thy unity. Assist me by thy strengthening grace, O my Lord, to do what thou didst will, and withhold not from me the things thou dost possess. So enravish me with the wonders of thine utterances, that the noise and distraction of this world may be powerless to deter me from turning unto thee, and may fail to shake my constancy in thy cause, or to distract my gaze from the horizon of thy grace. Aid me then, O my God, to do what pleaseth thee, and to carry out thy will. Write down for me, moreover, the good of this world, and of the world which is to come, and ordain for me a seat of truth in thy presence. Potent art thou to do what thou willest, and to rule as thou pleasest. No God is there but thee, the inaccessible, the all-glorious, the most great. All praise to thee, O Lord of the worlds, and the object of the adoration of the entire creation.